Thank you for joining us for First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood's weekly podcast.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's good to see all of you today here on a very busy Sunday. It is not only Communion Sunday and Bible Presentation Sunday, but it's also Super Bowl Sunday, as you can tell here at North Hollywood First. We're glad that you're here today, and as you can tell, kind of looks like the Eagles are doing pretty well today. So I hear it's more of a competition between Chuck and Mr. Walter. So where should this bag go? Oh, another. The spread is pretty big here today. You know what? I can't even. I have to be impartial because I'm the pastor. I put one here, and I'll put one here. Oh, being fair. Well, we wanted to welcome all of you, but we also want to invite you to sign in on the prayer pads that are in your pews, just so that we can get to know you. And if you need anything from the pastor or staff, you can let us know on the prayer pads. We also want to let you know if you want to, you feel like you want to check in and let your friends know where you're at, you can check in on social media and let them know that you're worshiping here at North Hollywood First. We have childcare and Sunday school. Those who are here and their children can go to Sunday school following our children's time and Bible presentation. But we also always have childcare at 8 o'clock on first Sundays of the month and 9 o'clock every Sunday after that. We have a lot of exciting things in worship today. We're getting ready to be in praise and prayer, but we also want to let you know we have some special announcements today. The announcement guys will be here with special guests to share some announcements as well. But at this time, let us prepare our hearts for worship and stand, if you are able, by turning to page 139 in your red hymnals for Praise to the Lord Almighty.
Hunger anew what the Almighty
us pray. God of mercy and love, be with us this morning as we hear the stories of Jesus and his compassion. Remind us again that we also need to be people of hope and compassion in this world, which seems so dark. You, O God, open the doors of blessings. You reveal to us the many ways in which Jesus reached out to others at their time of need. Lord, inspire our hearts this morning. Lift up our spirits. For we offer this in prayer, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you will now please open your red hymnals to the back, to number 883, we'll be joining together in a statement of faith of the United Church of Canada. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. And if you'll now please open your bulletins, we will join together in the call to worship based on Isaiah 40. Call on the name of God. Lift your eyes and see. Know that God is near. Be seated and note that the Black History Month moment is happening on February 18th. Now open your red hymnals to number 526, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Thank you.
before we pray together, I'd like to lift up some prayers of our congregation and our community abroad. We remember on our prayer list, we lift up the Matsubayashi and McDonald family upon the loss of Mikio Matsubayashi this Friday. So please hold Kimberly and family in your hearts and prayers. Lisa Chibi also asked us to pray for the family of Jorge Nario, a student at her school who was killed last Thursday night. She also requested prayers for her school community who have been dealing with issues of grief, as well as other issues of tragedies, fires, bullying, and even bomb scares. We pray for all young people growing up in these times. We pray for all of those in our community who are homebound. We pray for our beloved family members and friends near and abroad and in need of prayer, for our country and for their leadership. Let us be in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. With all our hearts and all our minds and all our strength, let us pray to our Creator. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you, against one another, against the world and creatures you have called us to tend. We have often broken covenants, lost our passion for your mission. We have ignored the needs of others. We have failed to love you. We failed to love our neighbors in your creation as we have loved ourselves. Yet you always forgive us as we pray. You free us for joyful obedience. You give us the wisdom to focus on you and the courage to abide in your freedom through Christ. One in heart, one in mind, one in you, Holy Spirit, as you move us to pray for the church and the world, that we may proclaim the gospel boldly, that we may offer your healing for all who are sick and people who are torn and weary, that we may be channels of your mercy and peace over all your works in earth and sky and sea, that many who are dead and left dead may be raised and death itself be vanquished, that all who are unclean may receive your cleansing grace, that all who are possessed or oppressed or distressed or depressed and downcast may be set free at last. So at this time, we offer our prayers to you, God, as you already know them that are on our hearts but not yet uttered from our lips. Let us take a moment in silent prayer, opening a time for us to commune with you, God. Holy Spirit, come. Come and fill this feast on this day and every day. All blessings and glory and thanksgiving and power and wisdom and honor and might be yours, Holy Triune God, now and forever. And now with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together the prayer that your Son, Jesus Christ, taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now is a time for special music, hearing Sheltered in the Arms of God with Jeff Thomas.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. And not of earth shall harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portal. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven, sheltered, safe within the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. For I'm sheltered in the arms of
God. Amen. Well, today is a super Sunday in many ways. Hi, Annabelle. You can help us today? Well, I'm going to invite all of the young people who are receiving their Bibles today to come forward and sit in the front pews. And that would be all of our North Hollywood children, youth grades 3 and up. And all of our younger children are invited to sit with Miss Letha and sit up front. But you can all sit down in the pews. Everybody have a seat. So Annabelle and Trevor, go sit down with Annabelle. Sit over here, Daniela. Come on up, Daryl. You can sit here, it's fine. Because we have a special something for all of you this morning. Even that one. So it is traditional in many churches to present a first Bible to third graders. And today we'll be doing so and a little catching up. So Patty will be helping me, and as she opens your Bible to present it to you, I will call out your name and ask you to stand here with me and Patty in this lower chancel area. So after all of the Bibles are presented, we will offer a little blessing for the Bibles, and those whom they have been given to, the Bible recipients, will say something back to the congregation. So we'll start with our third graders. Henry Ray Mottis. Yay. Thank you, Henry. I want you to stand right there. And our next one is Jackson Elias Books. Hey, Jackson. So why don't you all stand here? So Henry, why don't you stand here next to Jackson? And then we're going to keep moving on up. And we have Samantha Claire Calvert. Calvert? Yes, so Samantha, congratulations. And this is for Ava June Pete. This is for Josephine Ella Books. Next on our list, we're moving on up to high school. So this is for Daniela Unica Lake. Congratulations, my friend. Both brothers are yay. I think the next one up, though, is Brian, right? So it'll be Brian, Christopher, and Chetta. Brian, you can stand here. And I think we're going to bye for next brother. So we'll do Brandon, Caesar, and Chetta. I inscribed all these, so I should know all their names by heart. This is for you, my friend. And I do see a brother back there. Daryl. Is that Daryl? So we have Daryl, Jonathan, Lake. We have a Bible for you, too. Whether you were here in third grade or not, we got you a Bible, my friend. And then we also wanted to let you all know the congregation. Bless. Come stand with us. We want to let you know that we are sending Bibles to our friends that are in college or away. So Diane Elizabeth Lake will be receiving one. Joe Nash Poya Owen is going to get one. And this last one is a special one because this person never received a Bible when she was in third grade at all. So this is a special dedication Bible for Patty Arpes Tokahuda Kelsey. I surprised her. She got her first Bible. So I'm going to ask all of you Bible receivers, you're going to turn and face me. Yes, Bible receiver. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So receive the Word of God. Learn its stories and study its words. Its stories belong to all of us. They tell us who we are. They tell us that we belong to one another, for we are the people of God. So I'm going to ask you, those who have received your Bibles, you're going to repeat after me. We receive these Bibles with our hands, our hearts, and our minds. Thank you all for repeating. Now I'm going to ask you to turn and face the congregation. Because you are asked to read and study together, but the congregation has something to say back to you. So you all are going to repeat after me. Ready, congregation? Ready, choir? We rejoice in this step, in your journey with God. We pray God will guide you, your family, and all of us, as you use this Holy Bible. In your home, in your church Sunday school classes, in your worship, and in your everyday life. May we learn together and grow in our love for God's word. All right, young people, now that you're facing the congregation, one more time, repeat after me. The word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thanks be to God. So we thank God for the word that we have, and we will learn to use our Bibles. But little ones, we didn't forget you. This is for Ashley. You get a mini itsy bitsy teeny Bible as a placeholder because you're going to get one in the fall. So very soon. This is for Annabelle. We give one to all the little kids here. There's Kyra's. You get a teeny bitty Bible. But ask Mom and Dad to read them to you. I guess that would be me, huh? For Mara. Or we have one for Alessandra and for Miki. And we have, and I look at one, there's one extra in the bags. This is for Miki. This is for Alyssa. This is for Alessandra, our new friends, and we have one for you. Tell me your name. This is for Carolina. And Sebastian and Landon are sick today, so we will be praying for them. But I ask you, before we let our poor Bible presented recipients sit down, let us pray together. Dear God, source of all wisdom and wonder and truth, you have given these young people a gift of your word. You have given us your holy word for both this life and the next. Hear the thanksgiving that these young people and this congregation have made before you now. Grant them wisdom. Grant them power and patience to study and be open to your word. And as they keep your word in their homes and daily life, may your word guide them and keep them. We know this is your will, and we claim it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I hope you use your Bibles well, share the word, and share the good news. You can all sit down or go to Sunday school. Actually, Miss Letha has a little gift for all of those who got their Bibles, Bible tabs, so you know how to cheat and find your book. So we'll see you all after church.
And now will you please stand and greet those around you this morning?
Well, I can interrupt and say playing the part of Philip Modis today will be his wife, Rachel Modis. So anything written in here that Philip would know references to will be completely ignored by me. Welcome to the frozen tundra and sub-zero temperatures of the Twin Cities. But here inside FUMC Bank Stadium, it's a balmy 83 degrees. Welcome as we prepare for Super Bowl 52 of announcements. Good day, I am Philip Jackson, and whoa, Nellie, do we have a doozy of announcements for you this month. But first, to my right is my partner for today's broadcast.
This is Norman Cosell. We are here with the play-by-play of all the star-studded action for today's title game. But before the kickoff, we have a lot to cover in the pre-game buildup, the hype, the stories, the intrigue, the hoodie, the beagles, the human interest, the Holy Spirit, the nooks, the crannies, the chips, and dip, and perhaps some football.
Let's get right to it. I hope you picked up your souvenir program to follow along because it's a big month of events at NoHo FUMC. It's the only way to know the Steel Curtain from the No Name Defense, the PB&J Project from the T Fellowship. For those of you at home, check out the online newsletter at our website to keep up with all the events and activities offered here.
That's right, Philip. Today is the day, Super Bowl Sunday, and the final day of our Super Bowl Sunday can collection. Thank you to everyone who donated and placed their cans in the bin of the team that they want to win. It looks like the prognosticating parishioners of NoHo FUMC favor the Eagles to beat the Patriots, but the big winners are those who will receive all of this delicious soup from the North Hollywood Interfaith Food Pantry. Thank you for helping us tackle hunger, pummel pangs, and manhandle meals. Please note this programming update that following today's action, the trustees will huddle for their press conference in the pastor's study. East Coast feeds will be preempted by the 1968 family film Heidi, which will be shown in its entirety, regardless of the status of today's worship service.
It takes several weeks to prepare for this big game, watching film, knowing all the opponent's plays and tactics. Let's hear what the scouts are saying about this historic matchup. In fact, we're going to hear a lot from the scouts on Sunday, February 11th. That is Scout Sunday, where our church recognizes the scouting program. Scouts from Troop 18, Girl Scouts, and their leaders as an integral and intentional part of our church ministry. Boy Scout Troop 18, any of our children who are Girl Scouts, and adults who were former Scouts are invited to participate in worship. See Dan Doggett if you would like to volunteer to greet, usher, acolyte, read, or provide special music, or run the old Statue of Liberty. See, that makes sense to some people, but not to me, right? That means something? As soon as I read it, I'm like, what? We predict that the edge will go to the Eagle Scouts. Did you see what we did there?
If anyone is on a mission today, it is the Eagles' inexperienced, out-of-his-depth, second-year neophyte 47-year-old coach Doug Peterson looking for his first Super Bowl ring against insurmountable he might as well catch the first flight back to Philly odds. His quest may be an impossible dream, but Mission Sunday is not. Next Sunday, we are requesting donations of non-perishable foods. The food pantry requests dry cereal, foods high in proteins. Brown paper grocery bags are also needed. So let's help the Minister of Defense lead the league in sacks. See what we did there? And remember to donate a few extra dollars to your missions team. Following February 11th worship, there will also be a Black History Month planning meeting here in the sanctuary and a visioning meeting, location TBD. We are expecting both of these groups to come out of the huddle with exciting game plans, aerial exploits, high-scoring offenses, and history in the making.
Off the field, athletes may be friends, but on the gridiron, they are no sweethearts. But just like Tom Brady loves to target Gronk and Cupid loves to target hearts, the Eagles fans love to target Santa Claus. right? Is that what it's? Okay. Wednesday the 14th. I'm trying so hard. Wednesday the 14th is not just Valentine's Day, it's Ash Wednesday. First, the greatest show on our turf returns as the United Methodist Women have their executive board meeting at 10 a.m. in the Lofi Low Room, followed by their general luncheon at noon. $3 donation includes lunch and a program. The program theme is love, and guests are requested to bring stories about love. Get your tickets early. I understand that outside the venue, scalpers are getting upwards of $500 for the nosebleeds.
There is a special pamphlet included in your bulletin today, which has all of the details for our Lenten and Holy Week schedule of events, starting with Ashes to Go. Playmaker Pastor Allison is taking her ash to the street on Tahunga Avenue and offering ashes to anyone walking or driving by our church. She will be joined by her colleagues, who are local area clergy. We encourage you to stop by and receive a symbol of God's love. Ashes will be offered from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We are also a glitter and ash location, so please tell your friends and neighbors to get their ash here and begin the Lenten season with us at NoHo FUMC.
Whoa, Nelly! Evening events under the lights on Ash Wednesday include a light supper and vespers at 6:30 p.m. in the lounge, followed by worship in Boyer Chapel at 7 p.m. Child care coverage will be handled by All-Pro Letha Watts.
Now, let's turn back the clock. In the 70s, the purple people eaters weren't the only ones out to cream and crunch and sandwich the competition. In that spirit, Thursday the 15th, the PB&J Project meets in the lounge at 7 p.m. to make 150 delicious sandwiches for distribution at the North Hollywood Interfaith Food Pantry.
Montana to Rice, Bradshaw to Swan, McMahon to Refrigerator Perry. You can't spell teamwork without tea. And on Friday, February 16th, the Tea Fellowship meets at TLC Cafe for an 11:30 a.m. reservation. Carpool and caravan from the north lot at 11 a.m. Please RSVP by Monday, February 12th.
Sunday, February 18th, we get a scintillating look into the intricate church playbook from the rookie perspective and that of the grizzled veterans newly acquired just before the trade deadline. That's when we have confirmation and new members inquiry class in the lounge from 9:15 a.m. to 10 a.m., led by Pastor Allison. If you are interested in joining the church or want to know what it means to become a member, this class is for you. We are also inviting the youth, 8th grade and up. Please contact the church office for more information and to sign up.
As Norman mentioned earlier, after preparation, planning, and practice, expect a powerhouse on Sunday, February 18th, when we will celebrate Black History during 10:30 worship, featuring music and spoken word presentations by members of our congregation. Following the service, there will be a staff parish relations committee meeting in the pastor's study to break down this month's game film.
While having a great quarterback is essential, special teams wins games. Known for their blanket coverage on an opening kickoff and being exceptional with their hands when calling a fair catch, Tabitha Circle meets at 10:30 a.m. in Hand in Ham to make baby items for Olive View Hospital on Monday the 19th.
Norman, there's an interesting development. Let's send it down to our sideline reporter, the intrepid, dazzling, insightful, and no-nonsense Pastor Allison. Pastor?
This is Pastor Allison reporting from the 10-yard line. We have a countdown of 10 seconds, so I got to be really fast. So I want to invite all of you to come to our Lenten Bible study on Ash Wednesday. We begin with dinner every single week so the choir can join us, worship at 7, and then our class at 7:30, which focuses on lovers and fools, because we start on Valentine's Day and end on Easter Sunday. So we hope that you will join us. For more information and a quick replay, see your newsletter, The Good News. Back to you, folks.
Thank you, Pastor. Now, just like the players like to get into the whirlpool after the game, for those of you feeling the nudge of the spirit or the fatigue or the need for a quiet space to recharge in all of the brouhaha during the season of Lent, Boyer Chapel and the prayer chapel will be open upon request for private prayer and meditation time. And now, here to preview the explosive, the capricious, the extravagant halftime show that is sure to have everyone talking until the Oscars. We're going to send it now to our entertainment correspondents from the Wesley School. Live from our end zone, we have Alyssa, Alessandra, Carolina, and Mickey. Come on up.
Hello, my name is Mickey.
My name is Carolina.
My name is Alyssa.
My name is Alessandra.
And we are from the Wesley School.
Two of them were in my kindergarten class.
We are here today to make sure you mark in your calendar Friday, February 23rd. That is the night of the multicultural potluck here in the social hall.
It is a chance for us to get together and celebrate our diversity and the food of many cultures. Please bring a dish that celebrates your heritage.
Or a dish that you love from any country.
We hope that you will volunteer to decorate a table that represents your heritage or identity.
There will be entertainment.
It will be a good time with good food.
But most important of all, a time to spend an evening together. We look forward to seeing you there.
First time.
Oh, it's my turn. Thanks, kids. Before the kickoff, we have one last word from our sponsors. You're in good hands with the Finance Committee. When the Finance Committee talks, people listen. When you say Finance Committee, you've said it all. Sunday, February 25th, the Finance Meeting is in the pastor's study following worship.
Well, Philip, with all of the pomp and pageantry, it's done, save for one item on the agenda. The teams are meeting at midfield for the coin toss, and here's the call. It's Tuesday, February 27th. Ruth Circle has won the toss. They have elected to meet at 7:30 p.m. in the community room. Well, that's it for us. Enjoy the game and the rest of this morning's worship.
I've been asked to make a special announcement this morning. It seems when it comes to birthdays, this is a pretty big weekend for the Lake family, because today is Marinike's birthday, and tomorrow is Dr. Lancelot's birthday. So don't pass up a chance to wish them happy birthday this weekend. And also, the altar flowers today are given by Anita McChesney in honor of her husband, Richard. And of course, the white rose on the altar is for Mikayo Matsubayashi, who passed away this week. So please keep Kim and her family in your prayers, that God will lift them up through this time. So those things in our thoughts and our hearts and our prayers, let us continue with this morning's worship service. Thank you.
One evening, an old Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One wolf is evil. It is anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other wolf is good. It's joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." The grandson thought about it for a minute, and then he asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." We come to this space to feed the good wolf. Let us feed with generosity as the ushers wait upon the congregation for this morning's tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
How wonderful it is, and what a joy we have to return to God these gifts as tokens of the many blessings God has given us. Let these gifts in our lives be used in service to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Please be seated.
Morning. Scripture this morning is from Isaiah 40, verses 21 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth. And its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, when He blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me? That I should be like Him, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them by name, by the greatness of His might, and because He is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my right is discarded by God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, He increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
All right, are you ready? Bible quiz. How many verses in the Bible are about eagles, and how many are about patriots? Eagles 33, Patriots 0. I play no football favorites in this year's Super Bowl games, but that is what the First United Methodist Church of Collingswood, New Jersey's billboard marquee read this week. Because of this morning's lectionary text, though, I would have asked Roger and Jeff if we could sing On Eagle's Wings for one of our hymns today, but God, I think, would want me to be a little impartial to the teams playing in the Super Bowl today. So as we pray for both teams to be focused, to play well, to have few injuries, to have renewed strength, and that they shall be mounted up with wings like eagles, to run and not be weary, may we find strength and comfort in your holy word as well. Let us think on these things. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, may they be acceptable in thy sight, our God, our rock, and our redeemer. Amen. Even smart electronic digital assistants for your home or office like Alexa or Siri or Google Home all have gotten in on that Super Bowl game this year. They have some very snarky and savage predictions when asked, Alexa, who will win the Super Bowl? But on the side of human compassion and mercy, I have appreciated that with our very own Super Bowl of Caring at North Hollywood, we have predicted a high-scoring game between the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. And out this way, many favoring the underdog, the Eagles. But the real winners are the recipients of the Interfaith Food Pantry, in which we are a part of that coalition, who will be receiving these gifts of love. Super Bowl aside, today is quite a day for our young people of our congregation. So I wanted to ask the congregation a question. I wanted to ask all of you, and raise your hands, don't be shy. How many of you brought your Bible to church today?
I did.
She got a new one, Norman. All right, I'll be fair. How many of you use your phones or smart devices to reference your Bible? What did the rest of you guys do? No, I'm just kidding. Why don't we bring our physical Bibles to church anymore? Is it because the dog ate your Bible? No, even the Kelsey's dog, Sir Percival, made sure to steer clear away from the Bibles today, this week, so he would not be blamed for eating anyone's Bible. But how many of you read your Bible daily? Don't worry, I won't put you on the spot. I might not even ask you how many of you have to dust off your Bible. Today's sermon title, The Dog Ate My Bible, has garnered its very own commentary, as Sandra Smith came to my office this week and asked, if no dogs were allowed in the church, if a dog walked backward into the church, would that be okay? Get it? I'll try again. If a dog walked backwards and couldn't read the sign backwards, God, G-O-D. Well, that Sandra Smith has shared many of her punny stories with me as I learned and experienced at last week's 8:15 service. But this morning, as we joke about Super Bowl Sunday and the word dog backwards on Bible Presentation Sunday, we are reminded, have you not known, have you not heard, that if you experience the will and the love of God through the Word of God, you will experience what it is like to run and not be weary. But learning to read the Bible isn't an easy task. I became fascinated with the Bible because of the stories that I would hear in Sunday school, or the bedtime stories that my dad would tell us to put us to sleep. My actual first Bible was a David C. Cook comic book Bible, and I read it all the time. I was presented with my first official Bible when I was in the third grade. And then when my dad was appointed to a new church, I received another Bible. Since then, I became a collector of Bibles. But it became more important to learn what was in the Bible. In addition to loving Bible stories, the call of God to every man or every woman, I become appreciative of the writers of the Bible for their prose, like David the psalmist, for their rhetoric in the Gospels, and the radical subversiveness of, that's totally Jesus Christ, and for the transformational love of God written throughout the text, both old and new. Our scripture today comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 to 31. Though from a prophet, this is a poem. The Babylonians had scattered the Israelites throughout the region, and they feared for their existence. They continued to grumble about their situation and constantly blamed God for their misfortunes. It was like Jesus praying before his crucifixion. The exile was their Garden of Gethsemane, in which they would pray for the cup to pass from them. But instead of telling a harrowing tale from Israel's past, instead of offering a parable about their situation, the prophet Isaiah speaks into their situation as a poet, a poetic cheerleader of sorts. I mean, really, how beautiful is this prose? Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? We can listen for God's voice, get on the move, and develop confidence in God being one who truly answers us. But these processes, whether foregrounded or running in the background of our lives, may not be enough in themselves to lead us to or sustain us on this tedious journey. We have to stay focused on where we're heading if we want to get there. We need to stay focused if we need to stay for the one who gives us the power to get there. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Have you not read about the Bible? Have you not experienced it in worship and in your daily prayers? Has it not been told to you week after week since the very beginning of your faithful journey? This week's text and the theme we've drawn it from it do call for an increase in energy, but not primarily kinetic energy. Instead, this week we are challenged to increase what I might call our contemplative energy. And if we are using sports analogies today, this is about focus, about getting into the zone. In the past few weeks, we have talked about listening for God's voice, and we've been called to get on that move. And so as we do so, we find that Isaiah's text is one of encouragement. That is why we're reminded of what it means to refocus and recenter ourselves and our hearts on God. We have to go through our days bombarded with daily news stories of tragedies, disasters, impending wars, let alone our own daily personal struggles when we deal with loss or heartbreak or loneliness or bullying or harassment or whatever else the world throws at us. But we're called to stay focused on where we're heading if we're going to get there. And it is in giving our people, our young people, the power of God's word, that we as a community of faith are charged with opening our own Bibles and teaching and nurturing our young people by modeling what it really means to read and study the text, to find out how God's word brings meaning into our own lives and how we share it with others. And when we don't understand, we need to pause and ask those critical questions. When we are tired and feeling as though we are carrying the burden of the world on our shoulders, we need to check ourselves and why we were given this life tool. Because Isaiah says, he does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint with weary, and the young will fall exhausted. And when we ask the question, what is this text saying? Some of us may think of the historicity of the text. Some of us who are more evangelical than the others may hear the good news and try to get others to live them out. Some of us have absolutely no idea what the text means at all. But whether we are right or not, it's not important. It's not as important as understanding that the Bible is not about us. The Bible is a story about God. And then perhaps secondarily, it's about us and how we live into what God calls us to do and be. This poem from Isaiah is a humbling reminder that we are not nearly as important as we think we are. To refocus our hearts and our lives around Christ, for we are not the center of the universe. That we can strive to work as hard as we can for our church, our community, for others. But ultimately, God is the one who brings about that true transformation here on earth. What we pray for and work toward is worthy of our time. But we just have to learn to trust that God will bring it about according to his will. God, our everlasting teacher, gives us strength to those who are weak. God empowers the powerless, loves the unlovable. When we look out and see destruction, God sees incarnation. When we experience death, God sees life. When we believe that God is missing, God is the one carrying us through the darkness in the shadows. Even the young people, with their strength and vision for the future, the Isaiah text says, they will faint and fall and be weary. The people in the church and society that we so admire will crumble. They believe that life is a sprint instead of a marathon. But those who wait for the Lord, those who believe in the power of patience, shall have their strength renewed. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall soar from the highest of heights. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. My friends, rather if we walk or run or fly or crawl, we are people of faith. We are people of belief in the midst of chaos and craziness in the world. As we turn to God, we are reminded that Christ is always at our center. For have you not known? Have you not heard? Amen. At this time, I would like to invite our communion service for our great Thanksgiving. You are invited to turn in your hymnals if you would like to follow along onto page 9 in your red hymnal. The Lord be with you. Let us lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through the prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with the sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you, and he broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body broken for all of you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is a cup of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these here gathered and on these gifts of bread and the cup. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of that one loaf. The bread which we break is the sharing in the body of Christ. And the cup which runs over is which we give thanks to in the sharing of the new covenant of Christ. As you are called, you are invited to come to this table because God does not discriminate. This table is open for everyone, sinners and saints. This table is for you, a table of love.